You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following broadcast, Christmas with Bach, is a special production of the Lutheran Hour.
In the wake of Christmas, Johann Sebastian Bach takes us on a great musical journey to Bethlehem in the cradle of our Lord. I'm Oswald Hoffman with a Christmas gift of music for you. Excerpts of Bach's Christmas Oratorio is performed by the Festival Choir and Orchestra of Concordia College, Bronxville, New York, under the direction of Dr. Ralph C. Schultz, president of the college. The school has always had a fine reputation for music. Concordia Bronxville, a fine institution of learning, is a place where the Word of God is held in high esteem by students and teachers alike. During today's broadcast, musicians and students from that school invite you to listen to the story of our Lord's birth in song as they bring us choral portions of Bach's Christmas Oratorio. Christmas has always been a song of joy. That was true from the start. When Mary found herself being greeted by an angel with the good news that she would give birth to the Savior, joy overwhelmed her. She did not question what people would say, nor did she appear overly amazed that a virgin could miraculously conceive a child. Instead, she said, "Let it happen to me as you have said. I am the Lord's servant." The chorale you heard a minute ago is part of the first chorus from Bach's Christmas Oratorio. It's really the first in a series of lyrical meditations that tell the Christmas story as it was told by Matthew and Luke. "And it came to pass in those days that an order was issued by Caesar Augustus that all the inhabitants of the world should be enrolled in a census. Everyone went to register himself, each to his own city. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the town of Bethlehem, where King David was born. He went to register himself with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant. And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. It's a profound truth of the Christmas story that a young girl, altogether human, gave birth to the Son of God. The mighty Lord, the King of Kings, made his way past the pomp and splendor of the world to a manger. What a low and humble birth it was. The Word of God becoming human. We might criticize the people of Bethlehem for not providing a more appropriate resting place for this, the Son of God. We might even disapprove of his parents who placed him into the humble stone crib of an animal stall. His parents did the one thing that parents do when a baby is born. They held him tightly in their arms and caressed him against their hearts. Continued to proclaim through his music the wonder of the whole Christmas story. And there were shepherds in the same country, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, when lo, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. Listen now to the imaginative way in which Bach relays the song of the angels to the shepherds.
Thank you.
And the lead angel said to those shepherds, "Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. Today is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Martin Luther once said that next to the Word of God, music deserves the highest praise. And as a church musician, Bach saw himself in the Old Testament tradition, a psalmist, a musician, whose purpose it was to assist people in worship by proclaiming the Word of God through music. In the margin of his personal Bible, which resides today in the library of Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, Bach penned the following note: "Where there is devotional music, God is always at hand with his gracious presence." Bach arranged the song of the angels to the shepherds that all might know and feel God is at hand.
Thank you.
Of all the hymns which Martin Luther wrote for Christmas, the most famous is From Himmel Hoch, From Heaven Above. Three different chorales in Bach's Christmas oratorio are based upon its melody. Bach's final arrangement of that melody portrays the response of the shepherds to God for the angelic good news, Christ is born. Martin Luther once said, "The great miracle of Christmas is that the birth of Christ gives birth to praise in the hearts of God's people. Christ's coming makes people want to sing the marvels of God's love. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son." The singing of the shepherds Bach sets to music at the beginning of part three of his Christmas oratorio. Johann Sebastian Bach was a great advocate of the gospel proclaimed by Martin Luther. Luther once said, "Our faith is centered entirely in Christ. Apart from him, there is no God." The shepherds, having heard from the angels that Christ was born, made a decision to go and see for themselves the marvelous miracle which God pressed into human flesh and placed into a manger. Bach followed the Lutheran tradition of finding the origin of church music in the Old Testament, especially with King David. But Bach would also take simple hymns and arrange them in straightforward fashion so that the gospel could be understood by all the people of the congregation. That was one of the functions of his office as a church musician. He didn't just set the gospel to music, he actually proclaimed the gospel. Born for the salvation of all, the child of the manger took the sins of everyone to his cross. With his death, he atoned for your sins. God no longer holds them against you. Through faith in his Son, he offers you the same life his Son now enjoys through resurrection from the dead. Bach meditates in music upon the wonder of this child, what he meant to the shepherds, and what he means to all. The shepherds went with haste and found both Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And having seen him, they told everyone about the angelic message which had been spoken to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which had been shared with them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Those words come from the second chapter of Luke. Bach used those words to tell the Christmas story. It's a true story, not fiction, but fact. Jesus Christ was really born, just as the scriptures say he was, in a manger in the town of Bethlehem, to a virgin, complete with angels proclaiming the good news that the Messiah had come. It's not surprising that Mary should have meditated upon all that took place, or that those shepherds took everything to heart. The Savior of the whole world lay before them in a manger. The light of God had come into the world. After seeing all this, their lives would never be the same. Not tomorrow, not ever, not forever. In the 34th lyrical meditation Bach wrote for his oratorio, he continued telling the story of Christmas, focusing his attention on the text of Luke. Luke wrote, "And the shepherds returned, singing praises to God for all they had seen and heard. It had been just as the angel had told them." This last chorale is Bach's own musical description of how the shepherds felt as they left the manger. Yes, let every tongue repeat the wondrous story. That is precisely what those shepherds did after leaving the Christ child. Repeat the story. It's what we have done today. We have repeated for you the marvelous joy that comes to people through Jesus Christ. With his Son, God puts a great faith, a real trust into the hearts of his people. Shepherds are moved to sing. And musicians like Bach and the festival choir and orchestra are moved to offer up great songs of praise to a great God. It is all a little foretaste of that great day described by Paul in Philippians, when every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Bach wrote his Christmas oratorio to the glory of God. Today you've heard portions of it performed to the glory of God by the Festival Choir and Orchestra of Concordia College, Bronxville, New York. Our wish for you this Christmas season and throughout the year is that you too might carry a song in your heart to the glory of God, who offers to you and to us all the grace and glory of Jesus Christ.
As a memento of this special broadcast, we shall be glad to send you a complimentary copy of Devotions and Prayers of Martin Luther. This book features 52 one-page meditations and prayers which Luther wrote on the Psalms. To receive your free copy, simply write to the producers of this program, The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. Please allow from 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. This concludes Christmas with Bach, a special production of the Lutheran Hour, presented by the International Lutheran Layman's League.